Art Drysdale vignette. This one entitled Trends in Bulbs. 3, 2, 1. What are the current trends in spring flowering bulbs? I'm Art Drysdale. Some more information on bulbs after this. 3, 2, 1. Instead of placing bulbs uniformly, side by side like soldiers, the current preferred look is to plant in clusters or drifts of 5, 7, or 9. Odd numbers look better than even. The apricot-colored tulips Douglas Bader and the so-called pink daffodils with their pale salmon or peach center, such as Apricot Beauty and Salome, are favorites, especially when combined with other bulbs such as Galanthus, Leucogium, and Muscari. These will naturalize well, that is, they'll bloom year after year and multiply over time, creating an informal scene as if Mother Nature had planted it. In keeping with this natural theme, which is continually increasing in popularity, I want to talk now about flower border displays of spring flowering bulbs of the more traditional type, but with some of the newer twists. If this better suits your taste, plant bunches of the larger, brightly colored bulbs, such as the multi-headed golden single late tulip, Georgette, whose flower petals are stained with red coloring, or try parrot tulips, such as Estella Reinveld, that has large, coarsely fringed and undulating petals in striking colors. For contrast, scatter plenty of the smaller bulbs, such as Pushkinia, Scilla, Chionodoxa, Iris reticulata, and miniature daffodils among them. The important point is, buy bulbs from a reliable supplier where not only a wide selection is available, but also advice on planting. I'm Art Drysdale.